new parents.
The two of you had a fight.
With an age-old problem.
You left and you took the baby with you.
I gave my baby a kiss goodbye, and it kind of broke my heart.
You unilaterally decided, it's my baby, I can leave.
But they came to the right place.
I know the business of custody. This used to be my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I know all about that. Because I'm not just a pretty face that they keep up here.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rafael Farias is suing the mother of his son, Blanca Tamayo, for court fees, DMV fees, car repairs, and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 234 on the calendar, the matter of Farias versus Tamayo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Farias, you and the defendant have a child together, a little boy who I see is about 6 or 7 months old. And the two of you got together for a brief period of time, and it is your claim that during that time, Ms. Tamayo had no place to go. You allowed her to move in with you, and at that time, she had several outstanding court fees and costs, which you paid on her behalf. According to you, she was supposed to pay you back for those fees, costs, etc. That's one part of your lawsuit. The second part of your lawsuit really has to do with what you allege is the filing of a protective order by Ms. Tamayo against you. And you say it was really based upon her trying to get a leg up in a custody case that involves your son. And you are filing for actually the malicious filing of that protective order by Ms. Tamayo. That requires a couple of questions on my part. Is there currently a protective order?
No.
Is it going to be heard at some other time, or did you withdraw it?
I withdraw the...
So you withdrew it?
Yes, I did.
Then I'm going to hear your complaint, sir. And I want you to both understand that this used to be my breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 25 years. I know all about it, Ms. Tamayo. Do you understand?
Yes.
So let's start out with, when you got pregnant, you weren't living together, is that right?
No.
And you have other children. How many other children do you have?
Two.
How old?
16 and 20.
How do you support yourself and your two children?
I always worked.
What kind of work were you doing when you moved in with Mr. Farias?
I wasn't working for the whole pregnancy. I was cleaning his house.
So you stopped working when you got pregnant?
Yes.
And then you moved in with Mr. Farias?
I only moved in after the baby was born.
So far, correct?
No, false.
What was false about it?
She's alleging that she moved into my house when the baby was born. That's the lie.
When did she move into your
house? She moved into my house in September 2011, while she was 4 months pregnant.
Now, let's move on.
Okay.
When were the court fines that you got in trouble with? What were they about?
They were for driving with a suspended license and without a valid registration for my car.
And what was your punishment?
I went to jail for a few days, and then I had a payment plan that I was okay doing. So I was spending a lot of time in his house because I was pregnant.
Don't give me a whole story. I said, what was your punishment? Your punishment was for driving on a suspended license, you spent a few days in jail,
yeah.
Which means that it happened to you more than once.
2 days.
Yeah. And then you got fines.
Yes.
Which is part of your punishment.
Right.
He's not supposed to pay your punishment.
I was making my payments.
Well, then what did he pay?
He offered to pay everything because he was being very abusive to me, physically and verbally.
Oh, just one second, Mr. Mayo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love this. He was being very verbally and physically abusive to you, so
yes.
He offered to pay your fines, and you said, okay, you can pay my fines. When did he pay your fines?
Somewhere in October.
And you just said to me you let him pay your fines because he had been very physically and verbally abusive to me.
No, one of those times to prove that he was sorry, one time that he physically abused me, he's like, oh, don't leave, you know, let's work this out. I'll pay for the fines to prove
just
you.
Just give me the date when he did that.
October 2011.
And when was your baby born?
February 21st.
2012.
Oh, yeah.
So after he was physically and verbally abusive to you, when you let him pay your fines, you and your children moved in with him.
No.
Yes, that's what you just told me.
No, no.
Exactly what you just told me. I'm listening to you.
Or baby.
That's what you just told me.
Yeah.
Why would you move in with somebody who's physically and verbally abusive to you?
Well, because he had times where he would say that he wanted to make things right for the baby, and I love them, you know?
Yeah, I see that you love them. In any event, they're your fines, your punishment, you pay. It'd be like getting somebody to say, well, this is my punishment, I have to go to jail. But I really don't want to go to jail because, you know, I have other things to do. I have theater tickets. I want to go to the zoo. So, Officer Byrd, I'm going to pay you. And you're going to go do my punishment for me, if you would. It's not something he would do. He's got his own theater. That's what the law says. The law says that's your punishment. You deal with it. And if somebody covers for you, you pay him. How much did you pay for her court fines?
$2,132.40.
That's your bill. $2,130. Your costs. Now let's get to the order of protection business. The baby was born, according to you, came home right from the hospital to his house. At some point, you leave. When was the first time you left the house?
April 28th.
Just
29.
4/29/2012.
Yes.
And when you left on April 29th, who did you take with you?
My baby.
Because the two of you had a fight.
I couldn't take his abuse anymore.
I asked you a question. You left because you had a fight.
Yes.
No, we...
Shh. She's going to tell me about the fight in April. I want you to tell me what happened on April 28th or 29th.
Okay, I got home like around 8 o'clock.
In the morning or at night?
At night.
Where was the baby?
With me.
The baby came home with the baby.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock at night. Go ahead.
Well, he started complaining about me not being at home all day. And then he started carrying the baby with him and whispering to his ears horrible, horrible things that I cannot mention here to his ear. The things that I can mention is that, oh, your mom only had you to me over. You know, she wants to get child support, but it's not your fault. Stuff like that.
So he was saying things that were inappropriate to the baby.
But horrible. Like, I cannot mention the other stuff.
Okay, that was a... Go ahead.
So I was in tears asking him, please give me the baby. And he wouldn't give it to me. He was laughing, dancing around with the baby. And I said, please give me the baby. I cannot take this no more. I'm going to leave. So he would say, oh, yes, call the police. They cannot do anything to me. Call them, call them. He'll give me the phone. And I was in tears, you know, asking him, give me my baby back. I need to leave because I cannot take this no more. So finally, I called 911. The police came, but they said it was a family matter. I told them, you know, I've been abused by this person. Today, he didn't hit me, but he is doing this, you know, and I want to leave. So he would tell me, you can leave when you're leaving the baby at home. So that night, because he wouldn't give me the baby, I stayed there. The following day, I left.
You mean when he went to work?
No, he went to the store or something, and I left.
You left, and you took the baby with you?
Yes.
And?
Well, I told him before I left that I was going to file for custody of the baby, that he would get his rights, you know, visitation and all, but I wanted the baby living with me because I'm the primary care for the baby. He wouldn't help me at anything around the house, nothing. I couldn't even take a shower. He would be banging me on the door to get out of the shower for the baby. Okay, so he was never taking care of the baby. So that day, I took the baby with me.
When you took the baby with you, April 29th, where did you go?
I went to my mom's house.
When did you file for custody?
I didn't file. I only answer his petition.
So you filed for custody when, sir?
The next day she left my house on Monday, May 1st. I filed for custody because he abandoned my home.
Shh. Just answer. When did you answer his case for custody?
Okay, what happened was we met up for him to see the baby, and he's like, do not do this, you know, I want to be there for her baby.
Would you just answer my question? I don't need your drama.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st, he said he filed for custody. When did you answer his custody case?
When I could fill out my papers after like 2-3 weeks.
So sometime the third week in May?
Yes. After he filed for custody, he started harassing me with false texting.
Listen to me. I don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. I don't live with him. I don't know. But I know the business of custody. And I know all about filing papers. Because I'm not just a pretty face that they keep up here. Now, between May 1st and the third week in May, You were living at your mother's?
No.
Where were you living?
Well, he convinced me to move
Where
in.
Were you living?
With him.
When did you move back with him?
May 1st. He convinced me. He lied to me. He didn't tell me he filed for custody.
So May 1st, he filed for custody and you moved back in with him?
Yeah.
And when were you served with the papers for custody?
I was served on May 2nd.
And you were still living with him?
Yeah, and when he gave me the papers, I was going through them. He's like, oh, I beat you to the punch. Hi, he was laughing.
So now you're living with him. You served with the papers on May 2nd. How long do you stay with him?
Really? When I saw the papers, it was true that I didn't have a place to live. So he's like, oh, you can stay here. So I decided to stay there.
But while you were staying there, you answered his papers for custody.
Yes.
And on what date did you file for a protective order?
After I moved out, he was making threats that he...
August
7th.
So you moved out on August the 7th?
No, I moved out of his house on...
June 25th.
June 25th.
Oh, okay. So on June 25th, you moved out, and on August 7th, you filed for a protective order.
Yes.
On June 25th, when you moved out, did you take the baby with you?
Yes.
Did you tell him you were leaving?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so you knew she was leaving?
Not the same day. When I came from work, she said as soon as her son finished school, she was going to leave. I wasn't sure exactly what day it was. I allowed her to get her stuff. I didn't want to argue with her. And she's like, here's the baby. So I spent a few minutes with them before she took off my baby. I gave my baby a kiss goodbye, and it kind of broke my heart because really a four-month-old baby at that time.
Just give me the dates.
It was June 25th when she moved out of my house.
Fine. Your Honor, happened on August 7th?
He was planning on accusing me of domestic violence. I found this paper that he needed to call the police on me and tell him that I was being violent.
So you found a paper?
Yes.
That he was going to accuse you of domestic violence?
Yeah, and he verbally told me that before then.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. I want to see the paper.
It's a number 8. He even had a little star on it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
See what you wrote in the protective order.
I was afraid of whatever he
would do. Oh, please, give me a break. You may have gotten by with that act with the family court judge, not with me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rafael Farias says the mother of his son, Blanca Tamayo, owes for court fees, DMV fees, car repairs, and a false restraining order. Blanca is countersuing for the return of belongings.
Okay, so what you did was you found this paper, and what he did was write out what I need to present to the judge. A letter from myself that I'm physically, mentally, and financially stable, and I have insurance for my son through work. Her plans, that he's referring to your plans, that she's going to file for a restraining order if I don't stop the custody battle. And then he says she knows how to play the system. I need to protect myself from this ordeal. I don't trust this lady, and that she already has plans to ruin me. So you found this paper and then you moved out?
Yes.
And then you filed for a protective order?
Later, yeah.
Now you're going to explain to me and show me proof of what he did.
Okay, he was making threats to me that he was going to take the baby to his house and not let me see the baby to the court order, just like I was doing it to him.
Let me understand. So he was threatening to mm-hmm. do to you mm-hmm. what you did to him.
Yeah.
I want you to understand that. He was threatening to take the baby to his house and let you have visitation.
No, he said I wasn't going to see the baby.
No, he said, what you just told me.
No, that he's, I wasn't going to see the baby. That's what he said. He even tried to take the baby July 28th. I agreed for a visitation. I told him, please don't take the baby. You know, you can spend time here at the park with them. Don't take it from here. So he took the baby to the car, handed the baby to his friend in the front seat, and they drove away with the baby without a car seat. And then he was making threats that I was going to regret knowing him, and because the police had to intervene for him to return the baby to me.
Well, right now there's no custody order at that time in mm-hmm. July, is
so
that right?
So he was trying to take advantage
Just
of
the
custody order.
So neither one of you had the right to custody mm-hmm. in July. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
I still don't understand why you filed for a protective order.
He was making threats to me because he's...
Tell me what the threats were. So far he said, I'm going to take the baby to live in my house, which is what you did.
He was going to take the baby, whatever he sees me, by any means. And
show
he's
me where he said that. You have a paper there? Show me where he...
No, he doesn't text whatever can get him in trouble. He told me that verbally.
When was your custody hearing? Date?
On August 15th.
So on August 7th, you filed for a protective order. I want to see what you wrote in the protective order. I want to see. Do you have...
Yeah, I have it here.
I would like to see what she alleged in the protective order.
I was afraid of whatever he...
Oh, please, give me a break. You know, you got to play fair and square. You make a baby with somebody. You've made babies with other people before. So, you know, you make babies with somebody. They have the same rights as you do.
I never had problems with
the father. They have the same rights as you do.
Yeah.
A father has no less rights to a child. If he wanted to take off with his son because he wasn't getting along with you and left when you went to the store with his son, you would say, he kidnapped my son. He took his child, just like you took his child
without
and moved an hour away.
Because he was being very abusive.
No, he wasn't being abusive at all. You weren't living with him.
Yes, he was.
You weren't living with him. He wasn't abusive. You weren't living with him. You left on June 25th. You may have gotten by with that act with the family court judge, not with me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Would you kindly show me what he said to you that caused you to file for a protective order?
Well, that was what he said verbally.
I agree with you, sir. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rafael Farias says the mother of his son, Blanca Tamayo, owes for court and DMV fees, car repairs, and a false restraining order.
Did you file a police report about her?
Yes.
Then what?
When she left my house on June 25th, she took some of my personal belongings in the garage.
So I'm not getting into that, whether she did or she didn't, but that's why you called the police. Now, when she left on June 25th, you knew she was leaving, but you didn't know exactly what date. Were you at home when she left?
Yes.
I never went back to his house after I moved out. And
all
he
I'm
went
asking, I'm talking about June 25th.
He went through everything that I took. I didn't take anything that belonged to him at
all.
He is lying.
I came home on June 25th after work, like around 5:30, and I noticed her and her son and her son-in-law invading my garage and getting all her stuff out. So I gave her space and time, and I allowed myself to spend quality time with my son in the living room.
So she was there with an adult male and her 16-year-old son?
Yes.
When you came home from work? How long were you there removing your things from the house? How many hours?
2 hours, because I made two trips in my Honda Accord.
Now, he was harassing me with calls and texts. Do you have any of the texts that he was harassing you with?
But the trip, he was calling me to do him private. He was going crazy, saying that he was going to file a police report for me hiding our son, that my son was doing drugs and he had witnessed, and my son saw him park close to my apartment too.
Show me what he said to you that caused you to file for a protective order 5 days before the custody hearing?
Well, that was what he said verbally, that I was going to regret knowing him.
I agree with you, sir. You know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
Alaska. This is the year. For a free vacation planner, call 800-76-ALASKA.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when you've known somebody, how long have you known him?
10 years.
10 years. And how many times have you filed for a protective order against him?
One.
Once. And that once happens to be 5 days before you have a custody hearing where he filed for custody against you. He filed against you, so you've known him for 10 years. He's been physically, verbally, psychologically abusive for you for 10 years. And the time you chose to file, and you say he makes abusive, threatening phone calls to me and texts to me, none of which you have to show me, is 5 days before a judge is going to hear your custody case. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Thank you. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and on the next Judge Judy.
She started making accusations towards me.
About what?
That I was cheating on her. She took my wallet. I grabbed my wallet back, and that's supposedly when I broke her arm.
Next Judge Judy.
She was a freeloader, first of all, and she tried to take the system.
I never use the system. I don't even...
To help her, but she got... Because she had no evidence.
I just did whatever he pressured me to do.
One, I filed child custody. She reported me to CPS the next day.
I felt I had the... I needed to get a protection.
Mainly, my whole goal is for the well-being of my son, for us to have a mutual agreement.
I just hope to give us the opportunity to work out a good parenting plan for our son.
Long as he's well off, you know, with food and shelter, and I want to be there for him.